NBA owner who said nobody cares about Uyghurs is Democrat megadonor. By Joel B. Polak on January 17, 2022. Chamath Palihapitiya, the NBA team owner who told a podcast Saturday that nobody cares about the genocide of China's Uyghur Muslim population, is a Democratic Party megadonor who has flirted with the idea of running for governor of California. As Breitbart News reported, Palihapitiya, 45, the co-owner of the Golden State Warriors, told the All In podcast that he did not care about the Uyghur issue. During his All In podcast interview, Palihapitiya waved off concerns about China's ongoing genocide against the Uyghurs, saying, "Nobody cares about what's happening to the Uyghurs." Palihapitiya, the CEO of Societal Capital, which boasts that its call is solving the world's hardest problems, shocked podcast host David Sachs when he dismissed concerns about the enslavement of millions of Chinese Uyghurs because he feels no one cares about them. Palihapitiya went on to add that he has other priorities to worry about. Palihapitiya is also a major donor to the Democratic Party. As Breitbart News reported last year, Palihapitiya, the CEO of venture capital firm Social Capital, gave more than $1 million to Democrats in the last election, including $250,000 to the Biden Victory Fund. The Biden administration distanced itself from Palihapitiya's remarks on Monday. Almost all of Palihapitiya's donations have been to Democrats, with the exception of thousands of dollars given to Ted Cruz in his first U.S. Senate campaign, and several were given to Democratic Party organizations in key swing states in the 2020 election. As Breitbart News noted last year, Palihapitiya even considered running against Governor Gavin Newsom in the California recall, though he did not ultimately do so. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair: The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.